Your heart is where your emotions sit. It's your most private place. The place where no one has access to, unless you give them access. This special place is where we harbor our emotions and our feelings, our doubts, our insecurities. And one way we live a life of peace is by giving our hearts to Christ. So today, we will end our series on the Sermon on the Mount by exploring verse 8 of Matthew chapter 5. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Wow, what do you think that means? Well, the Bible's very clear that the heart of a man, by his own power, is impure and wicked. People can be very religious outwardly and still have impurity in their hearts. God makes it clear in His Word. He does not look at what's outward, but He's looking at the heart. There's nothing I can do in my own power to cleanse my heart, because that would require emptying myself of all my sin. Only Christ can cleanse us from all sin. And it's through God's grace that we obtain righteousness. So how in the world can we be pure in heart? Well, we give our hearts to Christ, and we ask Him to clean house. It means we confess every sin to Him. We take every thought captive to Him. We give Him every secret, every emotion, every bit of what we think and feel. We give Him lordship of our hearts. And then He makes us pure. In doing this, we enjoy sweet communion with Him, and we see His power in our lives. We watch Him transform us, bringing us peace that surpasses all understanding, and we live in His grace. By giving Him lordship of our hearts, we know Him more and more, and one day our eyes will behold Him face to face. What's deep inside of your heart today? What is it that you need to give over to God? What emotions are you hiding? What feelings are you suppressing? Remember, my friend, oh, happy is the one whose heart is pure.